NATO forces training to fight the Taliban in Kandahar province, southern Afghanistan. Taliban activity has spiked in the region in recent weeks. According to General James Jones, commander of NATO forces worldwide, the Taliban know a large buildup of NATO troops is underway.
This is something that an intelligent enemy knows is going to happen. They've made that calculus, and they're trying to make a statement right now because I think they figured out that it's going to be much more difficult in a few months.
NATO plans to take control of security and development in the southern part of the country starting in early July. Then there are plans to immediately move into the eastern provinces. NATO will deploy just over 30,000 troops, effectively doubling the number of foreign troops in the country. U.S. troops in country will operate under NATO command. Lieutenant General David Richards is commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan.
With that comes the growing psychological improvement that gives people, say down in the south, the courage to say to the Taliban when they come into their villages, we don't want that, we actually want some of that.
The general is referring to is security and development. At the core of NATO's plans is the creation of security zones in the provinces that will control access along key roads and ingress points. Colonel Chris Vernon is chief of staff of the Southern Regional Command. He says security is crucial to NATO's most important goal, development.
Well, but down in the south here, we've really got to keep working on the security line of operation, because it's by achieving a decent security environment that we allow the development to come in behind it.
The U.S. has deployed limited numbers of Provincial Reconstruction Teams, or PRTs, in the provinces. Each team comprises military, diplomatic, and development agency personnel. They work with the villagers on improving infrastructure, agricultural techniques, and governmental processes. General Richards says NATO plans to put more PRTs in the provinces and build on the U.S. success.
In Helmand Province, the U.S. had a very competent PRT. I can tell you they've done much more than I thought would happen, but the fact is they only had 100 guys in it. So now the British have put 2,500 troops and a much bigger cross-government effort into Helmand Province.
Most analysts agree the increase in troop levels will have a positive impact fighting the Taliban. But retired Army General William Nash, currently a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, also offers a cautionary note.
So you can expect that the challenges that NATO will face in Afghanistan will, in fact, be difficult. And there are some causes for concern, particularly within the areas that the Taliban seemingly have targeted for an increase in their operation.
Some have questioned NATO's willingness to fight as Taliban activity has increased in the last month. Lieutenant Colonel Kosh Dunhoff commands a Dutch Apache helicopter squadron. He says his men are well trained and have already seen a lot of action in other parts of the world.
Since the past couple of years, we've been doing several missions. First of all, Bosnia and Djibouti, and then the last 2 years to Iraq and Afghanistan as well. So most of them have flown a lot in these kind of scenarios, if you will.
Unlike past NATO deployments, General Jones says he is amazed all the countries involved have agreed to operate under the same rules of engagement, without any restrictions. NATO officials also caution that pacifying Afghanistan is an effort that will take years to complete. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Afghanistan.